crumble our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful listeners, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world. We are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, your host and the director of Radio Biafra, and I have with me today the wonderful lady, Carol Monday. I also have Barrister Emam Mezu and also Dr. Chukwuma Egemba to help me pilot the affairs this evening, because we felt yesterday wasn't good enough. The transmission yesterday wasn't great, and because of that, today we are trying to make it up to you. We have a stellar cast for you at the studio. Please do get your pen and paper ready. Also have your telephone handy. Not television, we are coming to TV yet. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. Please, we are begging you, wherever you are, to please tell your friends, tell your family, tell even our enemies as well, that Radio Biafra is on the air, that they cannot stop us from bringing you this live transmission from London every evening. And very shortly, we'll be returning to Biafra land to bring you news, views, analysis, and commentaries regarding how we're going to get Biafra. Even when we do get Biafra, this evening, we're welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. If I'm too excited, you have to forgive me, because yesterday was very, very atrocious. We've been working tirelessly hard all day to make sure that all the gremlins, all the technical difficulties is led to waste, and we have managed to do that so far. Fingers crossed. If there is any IP attack, if there's any malicious attack on our IP this evening, we'll give it to you so you can begin to track those people down. Please ask people to come to Facebook as well. Congregate around the forum page on Radio Biafra website. And also, please do not fail to make sure you're a part of this conversation when it does start in about 30 minutes time. Once again, everybody, wherever you are on this planet, those of you in New Zealand, those of you in Iceland, those of you in Trinidad and Tobago, those of you in Guadeloupe, the ones in Guyana, the ones in Mexico, wherever you are on this God-given planet, we are welcoming you, because this is Radio. It is received in every country of the world. Radio Biafra is received in every continent, in every country of the world. Wherever you have Biafrans and friends of Biafra, you will receive Radio Biafra, and we are welcoming you. We must apologize profusely for what happened yesterday, for the intermittency of our reporting and our broadcast for the past 2 or 3 days. We do apologize. We've overcome that partly, but we must be very vigilant. We are very grateful to all the people that made this possible, all those who have contributed to make sure that Radio Biafra remains on air. These are the people who are the genuine heroes, not those that talk and talk and talk and do nothing. We love those of you who are into action. You say something and you do it. Other people are busy talking, saying, God bless Biafra, we love Biafra, when is Biafra coming? They have not done nothing about it. We are grateful to those that allowed us, that made it possible for us to defeat this very problem. We are not out of the woods yet. Our system needs more security. We need more secure way of transmitting our signal from wherever we are on this planet to all our listeners, wherever they may be. For that reason, we are asking people, join Facebook. Bring your friends to Facebook. If you have not added your friends on Facebook and you're on Facebook page, you are a coward. If your friends are missing from Radio Biafra Facebook page, you are a coward. It means you're scared. It means you're frightened of where you come from. It means you're frightened of your heritage. The least thing you can do is to get your friends to the Facebook page. Type in Radio Biafra London on Facebook. It is very easy. If you don't know how to add people to the group, please, please, please ask one of the admins to help you. Somebody will show you. If you're there and you claim you're a committed Biafran and all your friends are not there and you're not making any active effort to even bring more friends to the page, it means that you are frightened. It means that you are scared. It means you don't want to be proud of where you come from. Once again, we're welcoming you, the great people of Biafra, the wonderful listeners that we have, the very vocal, very intelligent, very intellectually based listeners who we have all over the world. We're welcoming you once again. That this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you from London. Before I proceed any further, I will go to all the panelists this evening to please say hello to you one after the other. I will start with ladies first. We have Carol Monday in the studios. Please, Carol, say hello to our people before we proceed, please.
Good evening, everyone, to all across the world, and welcome to all the new listeners.
Thank you very much. We have a lot of them, all new listeners from all over the world. We are growing exponentially. We are arguably the largest. We have the largest following on Facebook at the moment for any organization from sub-Saharan Africa. Can I also please go to Barrister Imam Mezu, who has been missing in action for a while now, to please say hello to you all. Barrister, please.
Good evening, fellow listeners, dear friends, wherever you are.
Thank you very much. And doctor, please.
Fellow dear friends, friends of dear friends, wherever you are, we are welcome you to another edition of our program. Please sit, relax, and get ready to assimilate what we are going to bring to you today. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very, very much. Everybody, we are welcoming you from wherever you are on this planet, on this day, the fourth day of June in the year of our Lord, 2013. Once again, I'm Nnamdi Kanu, your regular host and anchor at Radio Biafra. We are very grateful for everybody who has taken the time to add their friends to the Facebook page. We must keep saying this because it gives us a pool of people. When people say, how many of you are even discussing Biafra? How many of you are interested in Biafra? We can ask them to go to Radio Biafra London Facebook page and Facebook group. There you have the evidence speak for itself. We managed to make Biafra the number one topic on Facebook. We managed to make Biafra the number one topic on the internet. People are discussing Biafra. People who wouldn't normally discuss Biafra are now discussing Biafra because we don't want anybody to write our history for us. We want to write our own history. We don't want people telling us how to think, how to behave. Come and take our oil, take our resources, take our women, take our men, everything on this planet they have done to us. Yet they keep telling us who we are, where we are coming from, and where we are going. We are saying no to all that nonsense. Radio Biafra is here to reverse all that rubbish. That is why we are very, very unequivocal about where we are going. Radio Biafra is a one issue, has only one issue to pursue. That is the freedom of Biafra in truth and honesty. Not just do freedom fighting for the sake of it. No, in truth and honesty, with total transparency. That is why people love Radio Biafra. That is why we will do anything we can to make sure that we liberate our people. Those privileged, we consider it a privilege that we are the servants of our people. Those of us who are privileged enough to be serving our people in this capacity, we feel humbled by this burden of expectation placed on our shoulders. What we are guaranteeing is that we would not relent until Biafra comes. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There is no other third option. There will be no retreat. There will be no surrender. All we want is Biafra. And the free Biafra at that. Not autonomy, no. What we want is a categorical freedom, the way we were before the Europeans came. That is where we want to go back to. This evening, we have a very few headlines for you. Please, we are asking you, if you lose connection on one website, to go to another one. Please, if your friends are having difficulties, make it a point of duty. Don't let people call Radio Biafra to say, oh, I'm not getting it. Make out time to write on your Facebook wall. Make out time to write on your homepage of your Skype. tell people how to get Radio Biafra. Tell them how you yourself got it. Tell them what to do. That is how to spread the word. Don't let people call Radio Biafra to start inquiring how they can get Radio Biafra. It is there, open for everybody to see. You can get us via www.radiobiafra.co. You can get us via www.beliehumanrights.org or peopleofbiafra.org, or alternatively also for those of you please who may be having difficulties with any of those sites, you go to Indigenous People of Biafra. Go to IndigenousPeopleofBiafra.org. We are getting reports that the signal may be breaking. We are not too sure. We are receiving a report from George Agogwa that the signal may be breaking. We are not sure if that is the case. We'll try and investigate that further to find out why the signal is breaking. It could be that our systems are under attack once again, which is the reason why we need to expand our operations, expand our base in order to mitigate against some of these things. If you want to join us this evening on any discussion, please, and make sure you refresh your browser, please. If it breaks, refresh your browser. If it is breaking on what platform, on one platform, you go to another one. If it breaks on one platform, please go to another one. Don't remain in one place, please. Do not remain in one place. If it is breaking at radiobiafra.co, you go to peopleofbiafra.org. If it breaks there, you go to beliehumanrights.org. If it breaks there, you go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. That is what we have to be, as mobile as possible. Our enemies have learned to come to attack us. We must try to find a way to defeat them. That is why we need your help. We keep talking about it all day. We need help from people to be able to carry out this very vital work. If we cannot win the media campaign, if we allow them to pull down our media effort, how can we sustain any battle? How can we make sure we defeat Nigeria? If the simple thing, we cannot do it, how then can we defeat Nigeria? We are asking this evening, please, make sure that what you're reporting is abundantly correct. We have Kenneth Chiki-Kedevi saying that he is receiving Radio Biafra clearly on radiobiafra.co. He is getting it very, very clear on radiobiafra.co. Please make sure you're reporting the fact. Make sure as you're listening to Radio Biafra, we can see some people adding their friends on Facebook. Try and do that. Don't be an armchair freedom fighter. Don't wait there for everybody to get Biafra for you whilst you relax, trying to show that you're very clever. You must do something. Biafra must cost you something. You must be engaged in this very battle. You must be engaged in this fight. If you're not part of it, then you are missing something extraordinary. We'll go this evening to bring you our headlines. Before we go and do that, the number to call in the next 20 minutes will be +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. Please, if you can't get Radio Biafra on one platform, please go to another one. Don't stand at one place. Tell the people on Facebook to leave Facebook for the time being. Ask them to go and listen to the program. You can open up Facebook maybe on your mobile phone and use your laptop to listen to Radio Biafra. You can do both at the same time. But whatever you do this evening, make sure you're listening to Radio Biafra. Our principal headline on this day, the 4th day of June in the year of our Lord 2013, is that Hezbollah weapons and warehouse belonging to a so-called Sierra Leonean Lebanese consul has been discovered. This is being reported from Kano, that the acting Lebanese consul in Kano, I must say I'm not pronouncing it correctly, the acting Lebanese consul in Kano, Khalil Musliman, has revealed that the private residence that housed cache of weapons of mass destruction linked to international terrorist organization Hezbollah belongs to a Sierra Leonean. Speaking in Kano, Musliman said that the property owner, who is already in custody over his infamous role in the armed saga in the Abdul Hassan Taher, the controversial property located at Gaya Road within Bompai GRA, is within a striking distance to the police headquarters that was sacked by the dreaded Boko Haram members in January 2012. Heavily armed soldiers are still keeping vigil on the property, thereby impeding access to the popular street off Miller Road in Kano Metropolis. This is the level of support our opponents are getting. People, even people in Lebanon, highly placed political people in Lebanon linked to Hezbollah, they are the ones supporting Boko Haram. Yet we cannot get our own people that claim they want Biafra to support the work we are doing to free our people. Talk less of meeting other people. Talk less of going to outsiders and to friends of Biafra. These are people all over the Arab world fraternizing with Boko Haram. These are Muslims supporting Boko Haram to kill, to maim as many Christians as possible, to kill and maim as many Igbo people as possible. Even Igbo people themselves, Biafrans themselves, and friends of Biafra, how can you expect us to fight back against these people with bare hands and mere talking? How can mere talking work? Talking for the sake of it, writing email for the sake of it, commenting for the sake of it. How can we fight against a well-armed, a well-oiled killing machinery like Boko Haram empty-handed? That's the question this evening. How can we do it? How can anybody expect us to go into battle with these people armed with only a piece of pen, a piece of paper, microphone, and transmitting equipment? Is that how you get freedom? When you went to school to study, did they tell you that freedom came to those that are free just by talking online? Just by coming on air and making empty, meaningless, vacuous promises that you can't keep? Is that how you get your freedom? If we don't know what freedom is, let us go and ask the people of South Africa. If you don't understand what freedom takes to come, go and ask the people of Sudan. We cowardly fought a war for only 3 years. Sudan fought for 30 years, 30 years, when we abandoned war after 3 years. Who is more cowardly? Boko Haram is killing and maiming us, and our people are walking about and thinking and acting as if nothing is happening. That is the height of stupidity I've ever seen one in my life before. All we do is talk. No action. No meaningful action by anybody. People are scattered all over the world. You cannot support the efforts to free your land from bondage. What type of human being are you? That's what we're discussing this evening. By the way, we are also bringing you information this evening that there are renewed attack on Igbo. When they say Nigerians living abroad, it's only Igbo people that live abroad, nobody else. This is in South Africa. Even in South Africa, they're chasing us away from South Africa. They want us to leave their country alone. They fought and died and got freedom in South Africa. What are we doing? We are running there to go and live there, as usual. In America, do you think the United States fell from heaven? George Washington led his troops against the British and they won. Defeated the British in the United States of America. Now you are all there having fun. Doctors, nurses, pharmacists, all the rest of it. Who built it? What have you done yourself? Where have you built? What is your home like? That is what people ask you. Maybe your friends will not tell you. When you go to Lagos to dine with your Yoruba friends, or you go to Kano to dine with your Hausa friends, they are looking at you as an idiot. Where you come from? How is it? Ask yourself that very simple question. If you have no shame, if you have no honor or dignity in you, ask yourself that very simple question. Look around you this evening where you are and ask yourself, what is my village looking like at this very moment? You are enjoying light. Is there light in your village? There is water where you are. Is there water where you come from? The people that made available all these amenities to you, are they stupid? Are they mad? If they behave the same way that we are behaving as Igbo people, the whole world will be in darkness. Everywhere in the world will be a forest. If everybody left where they came from to migrate to look for greener pastures somewhere else, the whole world will not be developed. We are a disgrace sometimes to the humanity. We think we are smart. We know nothing. The way we behave is disgraceful. And we must speak the truth, because this is Radio Biafra. We don't hide away from the truth. We don't run away from it. We tell you the truth. If you don't like it, you go and hang yourself. If you don't like it, you do something about it. If you don't like the disgraceful, shameful position we are in, do something about it and stop whining like a little baby. What have you done? Ask yourself, what have I done to advance the Biafran struggle, apart from talking rubbish over the phone, apart from pasting and posting messages on Facebook? What have you done? What tangible thing have you done to bring about Biafra? If not gossiping, you think that Biafra will come through gossiping? Is that what any meaningful person thinks? Or that Biafra will come by putting out adverts on newspapers? You are grossly mistaken. You are grossly mistaken. This is the news coming from South Africa. Once again, Igbo people are involved. They are being chased away wherever they are, because God is telling you to go and build the place I gave you. I gave you everything. in the whole of West Africa, the only territory that boasts of crude oil and coal is in Biafra land. No other, I mean Igbo land, not even Biafra. In core Igbo land, we have oil, we have coal. What else are you waiting for? To develop yourself. You're running all over the place, following Hausa men, following Hausa women, following Yoruba people all over the place. Like a slave, not even a house boy. It's incredible. We are reporting this evening that there was a telephone interview conducted at Ibadan on Sunday, where it is revealed that South Africans are attacking Nigerians. When they say Nigeria is Igbo people living in South Africa, who else lives there? In fact, the news is so sad that there's no even need going into it. If you have time, go to Radio Biafra website and go through the news. Because here we bring you the truth the way it is. We are not here to massage any story or to bring you fabricated stories or to try to propel propaganda. No, we don't. We give you the news. If people are not ashamed that we are reading out this type of news, I am ashamed and I will not read it. If you want to read it, you come to the studio and read it yourself. I can't read this type of nonsense that our people are being chased all over the place. Our young boys in prison in every country of the world. If you go to any country outside the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, outside that zoo, outside that cage that Lord Lugard built, the highest number of prisoners are Igbo youngsters. It's a disgrace. An absolute disgrace. And we cannot continue this way. We must this evening rectify this problem. Let me go to Barrister Mamezu to please come in and give us his summary and what he thinks of what you are presenting this evening. Please, Barrister, go ahead. The world is listening.
Yeah, Doctor and Director, all you are saying, a lot of knowledgeable people supposed to know that the Igbos have been subjected and submitted to second fiddle. It's a very big shame that even the Igbos who are being killed on a daily basis are not even concerned in getting their own particular independence. They are not concerned. Why? A very few minority of the Igbos are enjoying the proceeds of the oil money. And it's a crying shame. And that's why we are on a Radio Biafra trying to enlighten people, good people, the Igbo people, because of course not everybody is into this rubbish. Not everybody is into betrayal. Not everybody is into being sidelined. I will tell you that a very big majority of the Igbos want to free themselves. They are into freedom. They are, I tell you, many people I've spoken to, even women, market traders. Remember, I just came back from Nigeria recently. Market traders who I spoke with in Owerri land cannot wait to be Biafrans. They are fed up that every information they have to go to Abuja. Everything they want to do, they want to go to Abuja. Even try to talk to their own kings and senators and governors, they have to obtain permission from Abuja. It's a cry shame. But I can promise you that quite a lot of Igbo women, the Biafrans, are trying to come back home to be who they are, where there is no killing, where there is no marginalization. You see, one thing that baffles me about the Muslim world is they will tell you that Muslim is a peaceful religion. I find that very, very funny. Sorry, Director, I don't know if I'm speaking to you. All right, because I'm hearing some interference.
Yeah, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Our people, the Muslims will tell you they are a very peaceful religion. It is all rubbish. Check wherever there is Muslim religion. It's always war, argument, quarrel, killing, beheading. Is it how to live in a peaceful world? The answer is no. All of us should strive. All of us to do our best to come back home, a peaceful land where everybody is equal, where we live and let live, rather than beheading the head of individual. Somebody we did not create. Human beings cannot even make a hair of a human life. Yet, it's easy to kill. It's easy to behead. It's easy to put somebody and get them drowned in a river. It's a big shame. The earlier the Igbos, the Biafrans, Akwa Ibom, the Calabars, people from River State, Delta people, Anioma, people from Lower Benue, the moment they realize that it is a big shame being in Nigeria, the earlier, the easier for us to free ourselves.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. It's well spoken. Please, Doctor, give us your perspective, and are you able to confirm that there are breakage in the transmission? Hello, Doctor, are you able to confirm that there is breakage in the transmission?
Yes, of course, I'm receiving it. It's going well, but with a little bit some breakage here and there, but it is okay.
It's okay, okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Right, I've heard you, what you said about the introduction. Of course, the plight of our people all over the world, including in African countries, unfortunately. I accept that the war we fought for our independence ended so soon abruptly, and there was nothing put in place to continue the struggle in any other format immediately after the war. We just downed the tools and to attempt all Israel, and it is only the last 10-15 years that we started to rejuvenate the quest for Biafran independence. And obviously, you yourself is an insider, know how terribly wrong the whole thing went as a result of individuals leading Biafran people for the wrong reason. Anyway, our listeners are aware now. They are more acute than what happened before. They have taken on board what happened before, and they will not want, they don't want to allow what happened in the past to draw us back from achieving what we are doing. Yes, it may not seem enough. It may not seem enough that trending in Facebook, posting comments, and the email may not be good enough, but it is also helping to draw our people together. If you see, since Radio Biafra came back on air, and more especially since the new website was revamped and relaunched, you can see the amount of interest that has been generated by our people all over the world. So what we need to do now, as we have been saying all along, is to get people to show a little bit more action. Do a little bit more than what you are doing. Redouble your effort. Everyone knows the plight of our people all over the world. Just name the country, you will see an Igbo person that is subjected to all sorts of inhuman treatment. Both for the right reason, both for the wrong reason. At times, when somebody commits crime, as long as it's in the person holding Nigerian passport, they are given a different criminal code and criminal justice system to apply to them.
Yeah,
and
but Doctor, what I want us to get at is this. In the news all the time, we hear about Buhari coming out to defend Boko Haram. We hear about Boko Haram getting support from everywhere in the world, from their own people. How do our people want us to get Biafra? Do you get Biafra through praying alone? The answer is no.
How do they want us
to do this thing? We have to be moving forward. We are too slow.
I understand that. Our listeners understand that. Remember that what happened to the struggle field that is still happening, it is still fresh in the people's mind. Remember between 1999 and the 2000, 2005 also, The movement received very strong support from our people. But what happened? So we all know this. We were not going to dwell on that. But people are now becoming a little bit skeptical. They want to further. So do not blame them. And at the same time, I'm not going to say they are right to keep back seats, to withdraw, or to keep looking. They want us. We are doing something. Biafrans all over the world, through the Biafra, the Human Rights Initiative, we have now started something anew. And people are there. Let me tell you, man, you know this thing very well. There are each and every person there, the new people keep on coming on board gradually.
And I want you to understand that it has to be that way, because people have been beaten once. They have been careful. They don't want to be beaten twice. They will turn. By the way, if you allow yourself to be beaten once, twice, three times, you are a fool. So our people are becoming a little bit careful. They want to try. They are trying us. I'm quite sure by the grace of law, by the grace of God, we are not failing. We have not failed. We will not fail. We will persist. Now, at that moment, when they find out that these people, they are not deviating, they are not allowing anything to carry away the attention from the target, from our goal, more and more people will start to come up. That help, I'm quite sure, will come. What you ask me, when will it come? Which I cannot categorically tell you, but I'm quite sure that our people are watching, listening, observing. But please, if you are listening, watching, and observing, do not continue to observe until the child, the person you are observing, dies. Please, come up. If you try, use any means you can to try the Human Rights Initiative, to try Radio Biafra, to try the millions of people listening, coming together to do something. Come out and try. Just, why not pretend as if you are a listener, you are part of the 10-man committee in different countries.
Yes, doctor, if you hold on a second, please. Thank you very much for that. Please, if you're experiencing or encountering any problems, if there is any breakage, there is a very simple way to solve it. Just refresh your page. Click on the refresh button. You refresh it. We can tell you that our servers are being attacked again. It's incredible. We need to be able to move beyond this phase. If we don't move beyond it, if they cripple our media effort, that means we cannot go any further. We've been running round and round and round in circles for very long. We've been going round the same place every year, Biafra. Every year, Biafra, we are still in one spot. This year, we want to move forward. This very year, 2013, we have to take the tangible steps forward. Not in theory, not in rhetoric, but in action. What we do is what is going to define who we are this year, if we are serious or not. It's no longer about talking. If Boko Haram can be getting all manner of help from their own people, why can't we get that help to be able to carry this struggle forward? Please, Carol, I don't know, you've been listening very attentively and very quiet. What is your take on this?
Yes, I know that the funding has been very low with support, and you can see now that the Muslims, you know, they're getting support from their home. Lebanon and this are supporting them and bringing the weapons in, etc. If you're a country, you're supported by the country, so all the people come together for that country and holds that entity together. I mean, I'm getting silly messages from people saying, you know, oh, buy me this, or marry me and get me out of this. You know, this is ridiculous. This is your country. You've got to pull it together and hold your entity together. The Muslims are doing it, and they're gonna. And if we don't stand soon, they're gonna come and take everywhere.
That is very, very correct, and that is what we must realize. That is what we need to understand. We will now go to the calls. We have a caller who has been waiting very patiently for a while now. Let us go to him, please.
Yes, sir.
The caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. Turn your system down. The caller on Skype. Yes, go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Very loud and clear. Go ahead, we can hear you.
Okay. My name is Robert Patrick Otujeme. I am calling from India.
From India. Go ahead. Turn your music down. Why listen to music and calling Radio Biafra?
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me? Your system is not performing very well, please. It's not performing well at all. No, please call us back. We do apologize. You've been waiting very patiently, but it hasn't been working. We please do plead with you to call us back. Your line is not very clear. We'll ask you to please call us back. If you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. The lines are open. You are free to call Radio Biafra. Let's see if the line has stabilized. Can you hear us now?
Okay.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, go ahead and make your point.
Yes, I can hear you.
Go ahead.
Okay, my point, I want to go, first of all, I want to appreciate you guys for your work and your effort.
Thank you.
Yeah. And also, I want to go straight to my point regarding our brother who just called you that he came back from Nigeria. Okay, regarding how he talked to some ladies in Owerri. Okay, so I want to put this point to everybody, to our listeners this evening, that there is a when Owasrike, when the chief Raf Owasrike, who started this struggle, is saying the truth in this struggle. I was one of people like that who also disagree on what they are saying. But today, I can tell you, I can make proud of it that I have decided to die for Biafra. Okay, so when some people are putting some kind of disagreement on this what we are saying, I may say that we have to just silence them and keep on doing what we are doing. We don't need to say because of one person in other side there are saying that Biafra cannot actualize, or maybe we can go to Abuja to table the matter in the House of Representatives. I may say it's not advisable to our listeners. So we have to come together. We that agree, we must surely get Biafra. That is our goal.
Yes.
We must surely get Biafra. We must surely achieve it.
Yes, okay? But let me ask you, can I ask you a question? Can you hear me very well?
I hear you. Go on.
Can I ask you a question? In your own opinion, how do you think we are going to get Biafra?
Yeah, in my opinion, well, we are going to get Biafra in our effort, in our finance, okay? In everything, we can get Biafra. In our own agreement, if the Igbos and the internal Biafras can come together in one unity and in one voice, we can achieve what we are looking for.
Yes, it's a good thing you mentioned unity and coming together, because I will put this thing to Barrister Mamezu very shortly. It's a good thing you talked about unity and coming together. How can you come together if you don't have media? How can you? Are you going to pick up a phone and start calling every Biafran all over the world, over 20 million of them, on the phone?
Listen to me, Nnamdi. Mr. Nnamdi, please listen to me. You are getting me wrong. First of all, I told you previously that I appreciate every effort the media are doing. We know that there is media. We know that you are working there. We know. But I am saying regarding the caller who called. That is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that our media are not functional. You guys are working perfectly.
Thank you very much. We wanted to get a confirmation from you. Thank you very much for calling. But please, 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 you people in India, we are waiting for your 10, the names of your 10-person committee, not just 10 man or whatever. Your 10 people that you are nominating to coordinate India, we are still waiting. People come on Radio Biafra, they make promises they cannot deliver. People say, we are ready. Nothing is happening.
Actually, Mr. Nnamdi, I spoke with our leader on Sunday, and also he went to the city to mobilize most of our people. You know how our people behave. If you talk to, I'll be doing this. He also is trying. He has been doing every possible best to see that he brought people together. The 10-man committee, they all disappointed him. So for now, we are trying to raise more people so that we can do something. Just allow, we are trying our possible best. I promise you, everything will be fine in India.
Thank you very much. You people should hurry up. There is no time to wait. We cannot keep going talking about something all the time. Thank you very, very much for calling our dear brother. Thank you, Otujeme from India. We welcome your call. We count India as one of the key places where we need to operate. Please, Barrister, our brother, perhaps, I don't know if you got you wrong, if you can perhaps come in and defend yourself. What we are discussing or what some of the issues he was raising borders around the fact that this need for everybody to go to Abuja, which you touched upon. I think we may have lost his connection. We may have lost it, unfortunately. Please, Carol, what do you have any? Do you have anything else to add? Because you're very busy, obviously.
Yeah, I'm watching the Facebook at the moment, and I've got one thing to say. There is no other radio station in the entire world that will ever be attacked as much as this one, because you have some major enemies out there. You're fighting against governments, you're fighting against Nigeria, and you're fighting against the Muslims, so we are going to be attacked, and this has to be held up. If you there's people out there that are reluctant to even add their friends onto Facebook. Tell me, please, how do you overthrow a parliament? How do you overthrow United Nations? Look online and Google it and find out how you do it. Because I'll tell you how you do it. You bring enough people together Even it's been done by petitions where everybody signs, you bring enough people together and then the governments cannot say anything. At the moment, we're 23,000 on Facebook. We should be 1 million on Facebook because this is a 5 million, there's 5 million people from what I've been told, without their descendants, without their lineage, and without their friends. So that percentage is terrible. And the percentage of people that fund this media is shameful. I can't do this on my own. I can't, if I had a magic wand, I'd wave it, but I can't do it on my own. There is no one person in the entire planet who can do it on his own. I'm sure the man that owns Virgin cannot do this on his own. So these people, you have to pull together and do this together. Because if you don't do it by the end of this year, forget it.
Exactly. That is what they need to understand, that time is not on our side. And before I go to Barrister Imam Mezu, let us go to the US and take this call, please. It's important. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are this evening, please.
Yeah, it's me, Chidera.
Yes, Chidera from Tennessee, I presume. Go ahead, please.
Yes, regarding the people on the Facebook, the Radio Biafra London admin, I would like them to, double their efforts in adding friends there, because I've been adding a lot of people, and for quite some time now, the number, like the members, haven't increased. So I want them to, be fast in accepting those people. Because you know how lazy some of our people are, so that when they're added, even if they're not ready to work, other people on their page would see it as well and, get to know about it.
But thank you very much for that. But what I want to find out is, why do we not have this sense of urgency? Why are we so lazy? Why are we so laid back? Why do we have to keep giving excuse that we fought a war and we lost, and because of that, everybody should be a slave forever? Why? Where did we get that mentality from? Where is it coming from? Because I can't understand it. Where is it that people are so fearful, people are so terrified to come out and say to their friends, I belong to Biafra, Biafra is my country? How can you come out and claim in a church or in a function that you are somehow proud to be an Igbo person or proud to be a Biafran when you're terrified, when you're scared to say where you come from, to identify, to let the world know that you're proud of who you are? What sort of human being are you?
That's terrible. That's how most of our people are. But those of us that are working, I would just encourage us to continue working, because if we continue fighting this, there are other people that are going to know about it and join us as well.
Thank you very, very much. We are receiving. Thank you, my sister, for calling. Please, Barrister Imam Mezu, what is your take on all this? Can you please clarify, when you said people go to Abuja, is it because that's the only place they can get something from? Is that correct?
Yeah, Director. My clarification of that is that the people who are going to Abuja are those who are supporting the government seriously. They are not thinking about Biafra and they are not interested in Biafra. My clarification is that if our...
Hello? Yeah, we have lost you. Barrister, we have lost you. I don't know what happened. Can you hear me? No, you can't hear us, Barrister. You can't. For some reason, we very briefly lost signal there. We'll be very grateful if you can please come back to us and let us know what you think, because the line there temporarily wasn't able to take it. Let's go to the phone and take this call. Please give us your name and where you're calling from. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
I'm Dr. Ojeji Uzokwe. I'm calling from Wales, even though I'm resident in London. I work in Wales for now. Okay. So I just wanted to, first of all, start by commending you, Nandi Kalu, and the rest of the editorial board for the work you've been doing.
Thank you.
I'm very, very impressed, and I'm so happy about the issue of Biafra. I've always believed in Biafra, even way back 1982, when I was graduating from the university. I've never believed that Nigeria can be a country. I don't believe that
a Christian-dominated Southeast can coexist peacefully with the northern Muslim. I've never believed that. So I'm so happy, you know. And in recent times, I always listen to Radio Biafra, even though I've never called you. Why I decided to make this call is because I understand that a number of guys, somebody from Italy or from India, called the other day. I was talking about how a number of people can make contributions in order to get what you want. I want to inform you that I am very interested in making such contributions. If you think that 35 people to the people, £1,000 can get us what we need to broadcast for our people to hear us, I'm very, very ready for that contribution, even if it means raising money from my credit card. So this is what I wanted to inform you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Dr. Uzokwe. Dr. Uzokwe. I've always been donating money anyway to Radio Biafra.
You have, Doctor. We know that very well. We thought maybe somebody of your standing, we didn't want to announce your name publicly, but you have come forward and we're very grateful. That is what we are talking about. We want people to come forward. We don't want everybody to donate to this project. Doctor, please, and everybody who is listening, people are not donating money to Radio Biafra. We want to take the signal of Radio Biafra to every home in Biafra land. We want our people to get the news. So people must get it into their brain. You are not giving money to Radio Biafra. You are giving money to yourself. What you want is for your people back home all over the world to receive the same news that you're receiving. That's all we are saying.
Let people
not be in any kind of situation. We are giving money to Radio Biafra. How can you give money? It is your radio station. Do you want us to get Biafra or not? It's a very simple question. If you can answer that question, you then ask yourself, how do we get our people together? There was an analogy that came to my brain today when we were preparing this program. People say, in the olden days, we used to be united. I said, of course we were. If we call you, you must meet somewhere. That is in our nature. We have to meet.
Yeah.
We must meet somewhere. If you have...
I'm very much interested, yes. I think we need to do something. Please, Nigeria thinks me. Even my child, who is 4 years, knows this from Biafra. That's what I educate them. And in recent time, especially with what happened in Woolwich the other day, I don't even want to identify with anything Nigeria again. You know, it is embarrassing and so on and so forth. So I will see 100% and I'm ready to do whatever it will take for us to get Biafra, because I know that I am not supposed to be living in this country if we had a country of our own. So that is the problem.
Doctor, thank you very much for calling, but let me say this thing. You're a big supporter, financial supporter and contributor to Radio Biafra. You're a medical doctor.
Yeah.
You are treating people who are ill. You live in London, but today you're in Wales, treating people who are not well in Wales.
Yes.
Let us ask ourselves this evening, who are treating the people back home where we come from?
That is true.
As simple as that.
And they're dying in their dreams.
Exactly. So we need to go back home and treat our own people, not treating other people. Because you're curing hundreds upon hundreds of people every year. You are only one person. They are only paying one person. They're only paying one doctor, Uzokwe, one person only. But you're curing thousands of them. And now our own people are dying in the village where we come from. They are dying in the towns where we come from. We don't have qualified doctors to train them. People are dying. A woman died in Port Harcourt a few weeks ago because the husband could not afford £80.
Yeah.
The woman died. But our own doctors are here treating other people. When nobody is treating our own people, it doesn't make any sense to me. If it makes sense to some people, to me personally, it does not make any sense. That is why there has to be urgency about us going home to where we come from so that God can be happy with us. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. You'll hear from
you
soon. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Banner. Yes, please, barrister, if you're there, if you can continue, please. We know it is still not going through. Please, doctor, please, can you come in here?
Hello, are you?
Yes, doctor, go ahead, please. Go ahead. Before we take the next call on Skype, please go ahead.
Oh, yes. Now, let me hope that the doctor who just called from Wales is listening. just as we are saying, if it is now up to you as a professional, you have a professional group, you have professional colleagues, those who are Igbos, non-Igbos, friends of Igbos, you are friends. If it is to the people like you that we take this message out to a certain level of professional groups. So just imagine when you, doctor that has now gotten into this struggle, you understand the need to support Radio Biafra, and you are supporting. You know, it is up to you to talk to your fellow doctors who are in Igbos. I'm sure you know them. One by one, those in Nigeria, those in the United States, all over. Say, Umunna, what are you doing? This is what our guys are doing. This is, they need help. If only you can come. That I, myself, you use yourself as an example, that you have given XYZ amount of money. But if you support me and others, then that money will go a long way.
Of course it will, doctor, please. Of course it will. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, this is Ngozi calling from Sweden.
Ngozi from Sweden, can you tell the whole world listening this evening, millions of people listening all over the world, what is the state of the Biafran struggle in Sweden, which you are coordinating with your husband?
Well, nothing really. We only have six dedicated people here right now.
Only six people in Sweden. So when people from Sweden are saying we love Biafra, we can dismiss them. I said I just talking for the sake of it.
Don't mind them. That is what I actually want to say. It really pains me because I'm
sorry.
I know your phone and phone. I love Biafra. God bless Biafra. Biafra is under the tree. It is coming. Then at the end of the month, and at the end of the day, nothing to show for it. From Biafra, Nanya, Biafra, Nabian, Kankankankankankank, Africa, and Walk, I know, Sinjo, Nini. But just look at the end of this month, only 16 people will not even contribute to you. Sometimes, I don't know what you can do, can you
I don't know what else to say. You called from Sweden. You and your husband are organizing Biafrans in Sweden. Look at the way you're talking passionately. Look at the way our little sister is talking passionately from Tennessee. Our men are doing nothing. If not for Dr. Usope this evening that saved them, I would have told our people what they wouldn't have wanted to hear. He's the only doctor who could have saved them this evening. Because our men are docile. That is why Hausa people
are coming to the without asking myself, can you help me to sustain this struggle? Even I'm even telling my husband that I'm going to say he's offering at us. My offer money, I said it at the end of the month, I will not know $5 comforter. You need a radio Biafra. The greatest gift you can give to God is the one he can hear to replace
I'm Amari, my sister, thank you very much. You have said everything I wanted to say on this very matter. Our people are not freedom fighters. They all freedom fighters. They open their mouth and they talk about freedom fighting. They don't understand what it means. How many have freedom? They think freedom fighting is when if you print Biafran t-shirt, you blue Biafran flag, and that body, when you say, I want Biafran flag and all of them, that will bring you freedom. You are not well. It's terrible. Thank you very much for calling, my sister. You have fired everybody. Thank you very much. Hey, come on. Kachineke na agwa anyi. Hey, nyene menye. Ndewo nwanyo. Yagazie. Ndewo. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, sometimes we do delve into our beautiful language, the Igbo language. We have lost Barrister Mamezu on the line, but we'll try and get him back as soon as possible. We have a message here from our sister, Ebere Nwosu, who is writing from London, saying, perhaps Radio Biafra could try paying for an hour of TV broadcasting on Believe TV on Sky. Believe TV is owned by an Edo man from Auchi. 80% of his viewership are Biafrans and Nigerians. This is an opportunity not only to upload broadcasts on YouTube and on Facebook, attack-free, but also to reach Europe, America, and Asia and other places. But we are telling you, our dear sister, Ebere Nwosu, that the man is from Edo. We are Biafrans. If we cannot match what one man from Edo is doing, then we are not fit to be human beings. We are not fit to be tagged Biafrans. We are insulting the name and the word Biafra. People don't know what it means. We ask them to go and check it up. Coming out in the morning and saying, I'm a Biafran, I'm proud, you have done nothing. Ask yourself, what have I done tangibly to bring about Biafra? The media project is the number one aspect of what we need to do, because the media acts as a collecting point. All the Kobako, Mbareizi, Mbarama, as we call it, Village Square. That is where if a village wants to do anything, they will first of all call people to come to the village square. That thing is discussed and agreed and they move on. On this air, from London, the whole world agreed that we will hold a demonstration in every country of the world. That demonstration cannot fall from heaven. It will be organized by people, funded by people, and participated by people as well. People have to participate in it. Why are we then finding it difficult as a people to come out and nail our colors to the mast? There is nothing people have not asked us. How can we be on air screaming and shouting and saying we are looking for £28,000? In fact, our brother today, Ezekwesili, had to ring to say he's upset. Why can't 50 people, 60 people come out and say, okay, I will pay £1,000 each and give it to the people to go and buy it? We are not asking to give, don't give anything to us. If you can go and buy us transmitter, go and buy it for us and give us and we'll put it back on where we come from. We cannot liberate our people without media. We must understand that this is the village square. This is the market square where we call people from everywhere on this earth to congregate every evening, 7 p.m. London time, to discuss issues regarding our survival as a people. I am not even talking about survival. People don't know what drove me into Biafra in the first place. It is the defense of the honor and glory of our people. The honor of our people has been trampled upon. Some of us are saying that we need to restore the glory of our people. That is all we're doing. Nothing more, nothing. For me, it's to restoration of our glory and our honor as a very proud race. Not as a race of cowards and weasels. That is what we cannot tolerate. That is what we are vowing never ever to have as a people. Dr. Gemba will come to you very shortly. Let's take this call from Skype. The caller on Skype, are you there? Is the caller on Skype, is he awake? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes. Ndewo Nwokoma, give us your name. Where are you and where are you calling from?
Chiyiboy, Governor of Indonesia.
Indonesia is the largest Muslim country in the world, and we left our place to go and run and live in Indonesia. They take our oil money to the north, and we are hiding in Indonesia. Some of us are in Vietnam. Some of us are in Cambodia, and God knows where else. We are hiding like squirrels all over the place. It's a shame. Ndị we mere nke ọma unu jisi ike gbasaa ozi onye mara nke ọ ga-eme ya gba mbọ mee biko gbasaa ozi na ọ dị nnukwu tembe na anyị gara njem a. We are very grateful to you for your call. You are at Indonesia. We are all over the place. Indonesia, we are in China, we are in Taiwan, we are in New Zealand, we are in Australia, we are in Iceland, we are in Brazil, we are in Chile. There is no place on this earth that we are not in. Who is in our place? It's all kidnappers, criminals, fraudulent politicians, and those that wish us death. That is what we have. We run all over the place. There is no word to describe it. If people are not ashamed, I'm ashamed of myself living at my age, living in another person's country, enjoying everything that life can offer in terms of enjoyment, meaning light and water. Where I come from, there is none. It's borehole. That's why people are dying. People are dying with incurable typhoid because the water tables are being contaminated by raw sewage, leaking from what is called soakaway. Yet we don't understand this. And we think we are a people. It is a disgrace. I'm very, very shameful. Please, Barrister Mamezu, we lost you temporarily. You are back with us, and we are very grateful for that. By way of summary, tell us what you have. Our sister, Ngozi, is raging from Sweden, asking us that our... You know what she says? She says, them women will open their wrappers, and women will climb in, and they will cover us when Boko Haram is coming. We'll go and hide under their wrapper. Because our cowardice is unbelievable. Our cowardice as Igbo men and as Biafran men is astonishing. The level of cowardice is astonishing. That your fellow men are massacring you all over the place like chicken. You have done nothing. You even to come to... We keep asking them, do you think that somebody from Boko Haram carrying a Semtex or carrying a fertilizer bomb, a cattle rider with a fertilizer bomb, how did they get it? Somebody is funding them. What have you done? You, yourself as an individual, what have you done for the Biafran struggle? How are we going to get a satellite TV? How are we going to get a transmitter? How are we going to equip our boys on the ground? Their leader called, was it yesterday? How are we going to equip them to go and confront these people? Are you going to fight Nigeria with empty hand or mouth or with a writing letter or petition? If you have a pen in your pocket and with a piece of paper and you get freedom, who told you that is how freedom is won? It is not one that will please, Barrister, go ahead.
Yes, Director, it's quite unfortunate that our men have been pushed to that level, the level of hiding, but they will come out when it's time to make money. We make money, but we don't even realize that life, you have to be alive before you make money. This is the problem, the Biafrans, especially the Igbos, this is the problem we have. We want to make money, but we don't know if after making this money, if we are to leave the next day. Because you make that money and Boko Haram will come and chop off your head. So, and if our women who are very supportive come out in mass, probably there will be some kind of a recourse to our problems. But unfortunately, even some of our women are afraid because their men are hiding. So when men are hiding, what do you expect women to do? I don't blame our women, but our men is quite unfortunate. When you see them outside, the way they talk, the way they boast, because they are making money. And how many of them are making it?
Are they making money?
Majority of us.
Barrister, are they making money? Barrister, are they making money? Serious money?
So only few. Only few of them. If we are making money, why are we not in our country?
Simple.
We are in Bolivia. We are in Netherlands. We are in Iceland. We are everywhere where life exists. That's what we believe. We keep hiding and running away from our village. It's unfortunate. But if we need the houses and the Yorubas to occupy our land, so it will be. But, Director, we here in Radio Biafra are fighting to recover ourselves. But are your people supportive of our struggle?
That is not what we have to tell.
Not.
Only 22 of them. It has gone up. Since we named and shamed them from 16, we have gone to 22 people who have said, oh, I will do something, of which only about three of them did something between the last time we said this and today. You know, but what we are saying to people is that do not come to us. Don't give anything to Radio Biafra. Go and buy us transmitter. We don't want anything from you. Go and pay for satellite. That is all. Go if we'll be happy if somebody can come to that and say, okay, this is the address of shipment of one 3000 kVA transmitter, AM and FM. Please go and carry it. You think we'll talk to you about funding? You think we want funding because of to become like Wazirika and Masop? The person must be mad. Ishime
Bidoro. Let me bring you back a little bit, please.
Before you bring me back, you wait. Let me take this call, please, Barrister. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, brother, I'm calling from Italy.
From Italy, go ahead. The world is listening. Give us your name, please.
My name is Daniel Chukwu. I want to pay my contribution of this month.
If you go to the website, you will see it. Go to the website, you will see the donate button. It is very clear. Look for the donate button. It is there on the right-hand side on radiobiafra.co. You will see it on the right-hand side. Click on donate button and give them your card details. They will accept it, and that will be your donation for the month.
No, I don't have card. I want to pay cash because I don't have card credit.
If you go to the same place and you click on money transfer, we don't want to be talking about money on the air, please. Can we take your name and maybe somebody will get back to you, please? We want to discuss money on the air. If you want to do something, please you can text us or you can email, or after the show you can call and somebody will take it.
Okay, can I give you my number or?
Yes, you are calling us on Skype. Text your number across and say this is who you are. You want to pay your donation, and can somebody please contact you on this number? And that's all, because we don't want to sit here discussing money on the air. Please, yeah.
Okay, I will do so.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very very much, Barrister. We are back with you. Please, can you go ahead and finish up if you can still remember it? That is.
Yes, Director, I was here. Remember when I was talking before I went off air,
yeah,
about the clarification of why our people are always in Abuja?
Yes.
Remember, it's not everybody. It's only a very few who wants Nigeria to carry on, who are praying for Biafra to fail. So everything they are doing, they have to go to Abuja. Why? For a continuation of whatever they are planting, how they are looking after their own family, and let the rest go to hell. These are the people that believe in Abuja. You are electing a councillor, you go to Abuja. For an Hausa man to elect, Hausa man who doesn't understand the culture and the religion of Biafrans, but they have to. Just like you said earlier, Director. An Hausa man elected those you to be within the Ohanaeze Igbo. Director, I'm getting confusion here.
Yes, thank you very much, Barrister. Don't get confused. It is what we are doing. Very soon we'll explain to people so they understand properly. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Give us your name. They have gone. They are not there with us anymore. Please, Doctor, are you there?
am.
Yeah, please, if you can come in, because Barrister Mamezu was saying something which I will go back to once we take this call, please, if you bear with me. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay. Good evening, Mr. Nnamdi. This is Amasike calling from the capital of Biafra land.
Wonderful. And where is that capital today?
We are also suffering down here and we are all trying to change up. So I want to comment on a few issues about the issue of media. Please, I want to beg our brothers in diaspora to help us down here. If they can do this thing, I'm telling you the whole Biafra land will rise up. On this issue of media, if everybody, like everybody in Biafra land, like, and I know we have phones, maybe all these Nokia touch, and that is what we have here because there's no light. Every phone here has touch. What I want to say is this. Hello, can you hear me?
Well, the world is listening, not just me. We keep quiet sometimes when somebody is saying something important, we keep very, very quiet so that the world can hear you. If I'm not hearing you, the line will either be terminated or I will tell you, but we are hearing you loud and clear, and the whole world is listening, I can assure you. Millions of people are listening right now to your voice, so go ahead.
Okay, please, I'm begging, if we can, there are brothers in that world can help us so that we can, right now I'm not listening to it. So what I do is that I download the past broadcast and I transfer to my friends, I'm in school. So what I'm pleading is, if they can help us to listen to Biafra, to Radio Biafra, I'm telling you, our people will rise up. I'm coming to the issue of, I listened to yesterday's broadcast. One guy said that he called for the night of Bonny. I read a write-up, I think, written by Michael Adolf, where he said that that name, Bonny, was changed from Biafra. It was known as Bite of Biafra. But it was due to the how the federal government of Nigeria do fear that name Biafra. That was when they changed it from the Biafra, from the Nigerian from Nigerian map. They changed it to Bite of Biafra.
My brother, hold on. For what you have said, I will give you far more detailed history of that very issue if you have credit to remain on the line. Very briefly.
I don't have credit, okay. But I just want to make my point. Maybe tomorrow I'll listen to
you. Go ahead.
Okay, so when it comes to the issue of the cyber attack, this is just a tip of the iceberg of what we are going to see down here. So what I'm pleading on all scientists, I know there are, we have many people that can do it, but I don't know if we are afraid to come. You understand me? So what I'm pleading is, people should come up and help us. We down here, we are being downtrodden. If there is anything to qualify more than this, I don't know. But we are all suffering down here. Please, our brothers should please come and help us. Can you imagine that I have finished my secondary school and I'm a science student? I've not seen sodium. We were taught
element. Sorry, what are you studying?
I'm not seeing sodium. And I come and say I'm science student.
You're doing science and you don't know what sodium. You have not seen it before. Nigeria. Hey. Oh God, my brother. We are coming. Help is coming. Maybe your brothers and sisters abroad can listen. Some of them are very wicked, no doubt. Some of them are evil. Some of them will ignore your plea. But I'm sure others will touch them and they will do something. That is the very simple truth. Our people are wicked. They want to see their own destruction. They are behaving like panda. You know, panda, they will not mate. Panda wants to go extinct. We are the ones forcing panda. This cuddly animal from China. Panda wants to die. Because of that, a male panda doesn't meet a female panda because they don't want life anymore. That is how some of our people are behaving. They are like panda. They want to die off. They want Boko Haram to kill all of us. They want Buhari to come in and wipe us away and forcibly convert us into Islam. And we are telling them that they will fail. Their wickedness is what is putting us on. They are going to fail. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. We'll try and do something as soon as possible. Once the transmitter is free, we'll deliver it, we'll install it, and it will start working. And it's not just the transmitter, please. The people working in the radio station in Biafra land will need to be fed as well. They're not like us in London that the whole world ignored. because we go to work. Let us ask ourselves a very simple question. Why do you think sometimes every day we don't meet in the studio, we have to wire people in remotely? Because we cannot go to work 24 hours a day. Some of us have 2-3 jobs and still come back and make it to the studio. In fact, we don't even have time to do so. That is the very simple truth, because at Radio Biafra, we'll tell you the truth the way it is. We don't even have enough funds in Radio Biafra to pay for our programming costs. Talk less of sustaining anybody to do this work full time. We don't. That is how poor, how bad things are. Yet we claim we want to be free, want to be free from Biafra. Look at what Buhari is doing and Babangida are doing. So are you telling me that before Boko Haram goes to go and kill Christians, they'll be begging for bullets or they'll be begging for guns? This is there for them. If you go and kill a Christian or kill an Igbo person, they give you 5,000 naira. Not only will they give you gun and ammunition, they even pay you when you go and come back. But our own people, they'll tell you, oh, let us be watching you people. Please, doctor, go ahead.
Yes, what I want our listeners to understand is that the people who are losing out from this media blackout are our brothers and sisters and relations back home in Biafra land. They are more or less in a ditch. They don't know what is happening around them. Don't fool yourself thinking that, oh, there is newspaper there, there is radio, there is a state television, there is this thing. No. These mediums only sing praises of the respective governors or whoever, the owner of the newspaper, or those who can afford to pay to appear either in newspaper or appear on television. It is our people who are at home that we need to think about. We have the opportunity. Most of us are living, we are living in different parts of the world. Only very few of our brothers and sisters in Biafra land and other areas in Nigeria and the African continent, they do receive this program in the internet. They, because of the chronic shortage of power supply and so on, and other means. If you say some people, I can guarantee you now, some people have a computer in their house. They may have. But do they have power to power it? The answer is no. So that is the reason why the transistor radio is the basic minimum we can afford. We can afford, we can let our people have access to. They have their transistor radio with 500 naira to 1,000, which many family can conveniently afford.
Yes, doctor, if you hold on, I'll come to you, please. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are, please. Give us your name and where you are. They are not saying anything. Maybe they wanted to confirm that Radio Biafra is working, or maybe the network from where they are is not very stable. We have people all over the place trying to get hold of us, please. We are begging you to be a little bit patient with us, because this program is listened to in every part of the world. So quite understandably, a lot of people will want to get hold of us. Please, if you call us, you remain on the line. This is your own radio station. Please don't run away from it. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is IK. I'm coming from Canada.
IK, from where? Say that again.
I'm calling from Canada.
From Canada. Which part of Canada are you in?
Toronto.
From Toronto, Canada. Please go ahead.
Yes, I was just saying, the message is not pretty clear on your website. But the thing I followed briefly, I heard the cry for help is such a shameful thing. It's very shameful because it's something that I've tried to explain to some Igbo people that I've come across, that there is no reason. If each and every Igbo person, let me donate to 1,000 Igbos every month, if they can donate an equivalent of $20 or less than £20 a month, that's about 20,000. In a year, it's about £240,000. That would go a long way in helping out this cause. It's not that much, but if you go in this part of I heard you, if I'm not mistaken, you need a transmitter, right? To transmit back
home. We need AM, FM transmitter. We also need to go on satellites to bring satellite TV. All the arrangements have been concluded. We are waiting for our people to fund this media blitz, because every Igbo family, every Idoma, every Efik, every Bibio, every Ijo, every Ana, every Banke family has common sense. All we need to do is to switch it on. That is all. And Nigeria comes to an end. So the most lethal weapon we have is the media, and that is why we need to invest in the media. If we invest in the media, we, everybody that listens to Radio Biafra in Nigeria, I am telling you, that country will be burnt to the ground. We assure them that.
It's very unfortunate. Like you said, I listened to one of your programs in the past, because where people do not understand the importance of media. There is this thing, if you follow closely the crisis between Palestinians and Israel, you notice that Palestinians carry out all these terrorist acts, but because they have Al Jazeera, still, the United Nations has to make them a non-observer, they give them a non-observer role at the United Nations, even with all their terrorist acts. Now, you wonder why the British keep supporting the North, even in spite of all these terrorist activities, because they have media.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
But we said we're intelligent people. Yes. Are Igbos not intelligent people?
I think they are blinded by this material thing.
Okay, they are
blind. Some of them do not know the importance of freedom.
Okay.
If you don't have freedom, you are worthless. That is what this world is about now. You have to get freedom to aspire to your potential, to your full potential. Even if I am intelligent, if Biafra has succeeded, we are going to greater heights, probably competing with countries like Malaysia and Co. But because we are stuck in Nigeria, you can never you can never get to your full potential. You always be at the same level with Nigerians.
Of course, you have
How do you think hold on, my brother. How do you think our guys is now entering the land? Because we are stuck with the same people. Some of us are even trying to think that we're best. Many people are becoming cowards like we're best because of the share the same country. If Biafra does not come to bloom, trust me, it will get worse. You think it's worse now in the land? It will get worse. Because we are stuck with the same people, the people that don't have brains. We are stuck with people like you, the best. People like the outsiders. Before you know, you start acting like them.
But let me ask
this
you.
What is happening?
Yeah, you said before long, we are acting like them. There was nothing, when I was growing up, there was nothing like Hebanku where I come from. And I get one. You go in the evening and you take the girl before the cock crows in the morning, you are back. Ebonwanyi cannot be to go and bring a woman. Now you say Ebonku. If you start taking a woman from 12 o'clock, no wonder there is divorce everywhere. You go and take a woman by 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It is incredible. When our mothers were married, you go and get married to a woman from 5 o'clock in the evening, and the woman must walk from her place. If she's lucky, there will be a bus waiting. That same evening, before the cock crows in the morning, she said, these days they start by even 11 in the afternoon, dancing and changing as she be in Igbo land, ruining our culture. No wonder there's divorce everywhere. Everywhere there's divorce because we have turned everything upside down.
My brother, you see this thing just said, there's something like M.A.L. has been a Libo now. They call it Ozuna Bakanopi.
Hey!
The burial, people go to burial to enjoy. They pray that a rich man, if they find out somebody's family has, they have people in the overseas, they'll be praying for the person to die. Because if one of the person dies, it will be merrymaking. Different canopies here and there. M.A.L. has told you Ozuna Bakanopi. People are rejoicing at burial when they're supposed to be mourning. They are rejoicing, sewing all kinds of uniform, killing cows. It's very shameful. But please, I would like to. It's a shame. It shouldn't get to this. You guys should not. If our people understand the importance of media, this is Radio Biafra is the only. I've been listening to your program lately, but I've not been called. I'm not a regular caller. But our people do not understand. If they knew what media is all about, trust me, they will not let this media, this you guys go off air. It will be something like we should explore this thing to the next level. TV, transmitter, and everything. This is how you activate people's mindset. Because most of them, in Nigeria, religion has brainwashed people. There's nothing you can tell them that they will not look for a religious angle towards it. So it's so hard. I just hope that, you know, people will come out and, you know, have heard your call. But I don't know if you have my number, please. I'd like to pledge that £1,000 from my own. I'm not that rich, but it's a promise I'm making.
Yes, if you what you need to do is to please email us, because your number is not showing. You can text us your number. Your number is showing private. There is no number here. There's no number. If you can text it to us, that would be wonderful. If you text us your number, yes.
Or if you can write it down, I can give it. If you can write it down, just in case you text, don't go through.
Okay, go ahead. What is your number?
It's 1+1647.
Yes.
882.
882, yes.
6818.
You're from Canada. Can I have your name again, please?
IKDK.
IKDK from Canada. You are pledging £1,000. That is wonderful. So, as at this evening, from how we are going, Oforma from Australia pledged £2,000. Okezie from Australia, £2,000. Our brother from who wrote an email to me said he's pledging £1,000. The other brother from Ireland is pledging £1,000. You're pledging £1,000. Our dear brother, Dr. Uzokwe, is also pledging £1,000. My math is very poor. That maybe I would have been a scientist. My math is very poor. Let me calculate. That's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think that is about £8,000 we have, and we have 20 more thousand to go. So we have £8,000 pledged already and 20,000 to go. I will give your number to the Australian brothers. They are the ones organizing it. They are the ones who will buy the transmitter. They are the ones who will send it back home and will go and man it. I'm tired of being and broadcasting from I don't want to be in London broadcasting. I enjoyed it when I broadcasted from home. I want to go back home and broadcast. So anything we say, we do it. If we ask somebody to do something, we'll be at the front doing that thing. Our people must understand that this life is meaningless. As you said, if you don't have your freedom, you're not a slave, you're an imbecile. You're an idiot of the worst order. How can you live in a world where God gave you everything? I have said to people before, go and tell me if there is any other part of West Africa, let me not say the whole of Africa, not even South Africa. In fact, I can claim this evening that we are the only part in the whole of Africa with coal and oil together in one land. I'm saying it this evening because South Africa has solid minerals, they don't have any oil. I can say it on air this evening that we are so blessed that God not only gave us intelligence, he gave us everything to become a great people. And do you know the worst part of it? That our people don't understand. Sometimes they say, I'm too angry. Do you know that you and I are not allowed to use the coal at Enugu to build a power plant? Whereas in China, they are building 8 coal-fired power stations every month. Let people go and do their research. In China, 8 coal-powered station every blessed month. We have coal sitting in Enugu, then we don't have any light. We have oil coming from Ebema Uguta, we don't have any light. We have oil coming from Okwa, we don't have any light. Very soon there'll be oil coming from Anambra State in Aguleri. There is no power. There is no electricity.
That is not even the only problem.
Incredible.
Look at Nigeria. You cannot fly into Igbo land directly. You have to go through either Lagos or Abuja. Every other zone has international airport. The north has one. The west has one. The east does not have one.
It's terrible. Thank you very much, my brother, for calling.
They don't see the importance of this thing. So please have my number. Have them call me, and I can make an arrangement. I need this money.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you where you are. Thank you very, very much for calling. We have a lot of calls. Barrister and doctor, you have to bear with me. There are a lot of calls coming in. It's only if two of you can get us the 10,000 we need. We need 20 more thousand to go. I don't know. If you can pledge 10,000, then maybe we are home and dry, at least on the transmitter side, and then we can start on the television. So that is why I have to take a lot of calls, if you bear with me. Barrister, are you there?
Barrister, I'm here.
Yes, I'm saying that please, you can go ahead and make your point. All the callers, all the people who are calling, please do bear with us. Do bear with us. Do bear with us, please. Everything is going to be okay. Let us try and take this call, please. Go ahead, please. This is Radio Biafra transmitting from London to the entire world. What is your name and where are you calling from, please? Hello? Hello? The caller on the phone, can we have your name, please, and where you're calling from? We can't hear you very well. For some reason, we can't hear you very well. If you hold on a second, we'll try and rectify this, please. Give us your name and where you're calling from again.
Hello, good evening. It's Abere Owosu calling from London, UK.
Go ahead and speak. The world is listening.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. On the Facebook page, I have a number of people asking how do they pay Naira? How do they pay £20 equivalent in Naira? How do fellow Biafrans do that?
If you ask them to go to Radio Biafra website at radiobiafra.co, you can guide them. If you open up radiobiafra.co, on the right-hand side, you will see the donate button. Not the donate button. You click on money transfer button. If you click on the money transfer button, it opens up the account number they can use to make lodgements in Naira, in Nigeria. Onurubenwan Nabaloso, that is the name of the account they will use. It is there on the website. If you go to the post sent today by our brother, Engineer Ezekwesere, you will be able to see there as well. All the details are there, and we'll be asking Facebook administrators to also repost all the bank details for people that want to help. We need to help them get the news back home where we come from. We need to be on satellite. We are not going to anybody's satellite. We need our own Biafra TV. We will own our own satellite, not going through anybody. Because Nigeria has oil money. We don't. If we go and borrow from somebody else, Nigeria will go and bribe them and they will pull our signal down. It has happened before. Yoruba did it to us before. When we formed the Biafra Weekend Television here, we went there for them to show it. They pulled the plug on us. We don't want that to happen again. We want to own our own from now going forward. That is why we have Radio Biafra that belongs to all of you, that belongs to every Biafran wherever you may be in the world. That is what we are going to do with in relation to our transmitter and also our TV. We will get everything it takes to educate and to enlighten our people, and then we'll go and get what we're looking for.
Okay, you've spoken well, sir. I would just like to seize this opportunity and urge fellow Biafrans across the globe for 1,000 people to come out and at least pay a minimum of £28. If we can get 1,000 Biafrans to pay £28 towards the necessary things that are required to move this mission forward, I don't think that is it's something that is that one is asking much of. So as I say again, if 1,000 Biafrans across the globe can come out and contribute £28 each, £28 in Naira, I think it's the equivalent of 7,200 Naira. You know, if they can come out and do that, it would be very beneficial. And that's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very, very well. And women are coming out, which is a very good thing. And continue the good work that you're doing. And God bless you. That is what we want to hear. That is the spirit that we want to have all around us all the time. We are pleading. We are asking people, wherever you are, please, 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 try and understand the urgency and understand the need. Is Dr. Egemba there, please? Is Dr. Egemba there? No, I think we may have lost him. Is Dr. Egemba there?
And yes, I am. Hello.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes. Sorry, it's just that I was trying to catch the details of what the lady was saying. Yes, I am happy that we have directly or indirectly cornered today's program to advancing this cause of this transmitter, which is very, very important. And that is the issue I was trying to make, that it is our people back home that is needed to more than any other person. Just like Ngozi in Sweden, if our people at home is as geared up as Ngozi, then we will make a little bit more inroad. But for the fact that they don't have the opportunity, they don't have the opportunity to listen to Radio Biafra, the anger that is boiling in Ngozi's heart cannot be replicated in the heart of our women back home. I can tell you, just as we have said before, it is our women that is suffering the brunt of the hopelessness of the Zulu Republic where we are now. Because when their child is sick, it is them that is going to bear the brunt of it, nursing them. When the child cannot go to school, it is their mother they will call to. If anything happens to the family, it is the mother that will bear the brunt of everything, our women. And this is why we are calling on them. Just as Ngozi has caught the epidemic, just as Ngozi is thinking about it, if our women at home have access to transistor radio, hear what we are saying, interact with them, and we contribute, then you can tell, I can guarantee you that before long, we will pass through this stage we are now. So I am grateful to those who have contributions. Personally, I'm telling you the word no. I don't have 1,000 to give. I am prepared to donate my kidney. I am prepared to donate one of my kidney if it will help to fund this. I can hear our medical doctors. I am prepared to go to any place if they say that the balance, what is remaining, that if I sell my kidney, they will use it to pay for the remaining to get this. I am prepared to do it. So, and our sister have just said it, that 2020 pounds equivalent or 5,000 naira equivalent. Many of our guys in Nigeria can. I know that there is a poverty everywhere, but a lot of people, 1,000 people in Nigeria can be able to contribute 1,000 each. 1,000 people or 500 people in London can afford to contribute to 20 pounds or 50 pounds each. Is it too much to ask for? If you relate the same to our brothers and sisters in America and Canada, $100 times 1,000 or times 500, before you know it, all this will be there. But is it the logistics of getting this amount? Go to every, the full details anybody needs to know, have, is on the full, is posted on Radio Biafra Facebook page. It is on our website. What is it again you need? What other encouragement you need? We forget about you, forget about me, that is in the diaspora, have access to all this. Means we are using to listen to it now. Think of our brothers and sisters, our mothers, our friends, our relations, nieces and aunts and cousins at home. They want to listen. They want to. We want their blood to boil. Our own is boiling.
Yes, it's going to boil. Let us. Is Barrister Mamez still with us? Wonderful, great man. Please, you've heard what everybody is saying. Dr. Egemba is even offering his kidney, which we don't support, which we don't agree. He has been instrumental in the funding of Radio Biafra. We've been funding it. We worked for 2.5 years to fund radio. People don't understand that. We worked and saved for 2.5 years. Anybody that calls my mom in the village, and she will tell the person that I have not sent her any money in nearly 2 years. I have not. Because I said to her, there are many more mothers in Biafra that needs the salvation and the redemption that Radio Biafra can bring more than yourself. After all, I'm not the only child you have. Go to the others. For what I have, let us go. Use me as a sacrifice for our people, and say to our people that out of the 3 sons I have, I donated one to Biafra, to the liberation of our people. They'll be very grateful to you. And she understood it and left me alone. And please, if we can proceed, because it's very, very vital we get this thing nailed this evening. We don't want to come here every day. We have said that, talking about help, 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 help. It is becoming boring. It is becoming embarrassing. If anybody can come up with a smarter way of us doing it, then we'll do it that way. We have said to people, why don't you hold a meeting somewhere and say, oh, please, we have now paid for a satellite. Come, this is the channel, this is the frequency, this is the decoder code and everything, and then we can use it to go and start broadcasting. You don't have to send anything to us. If people can do it, how can we have millions of people in the United States that are doing nothing? Every evening, every weekend, they tire up and wear lace and more fishy hakuli elulo, DK aeroplane. If you run up to 50 miles an hour, you take off as an aeroplane. Yet your people are dying. You are in somebody's land singing the Lord's song. It is heartbreaking.
Yes, director. I tell you, hearing and listening to all our brothers who are making donations, I'm quite excited, very pleased, and so happy that things are coming up. But I must tell you, there's nothing embarrassing about fundraising. It's part of the British society and any civilized society. Do you know that during Obama's campaign for election, Obama writes me on a weekly basis. They do fundraising. Please, Director Nnamdi Kanu, do not be embarrassed. Do not feel shy. This is an ongoing stuff. Any civilized nation, you cannot do it alone. People have to donate. But one thing I must say, when you come to Biafra land, when you come to Igbo land in particular, I'm usually and always proud of the Anambra people. When it comes to the nation, they don't go back. The Anambra people in the whole of Igbo land are the people you can always rely upon, you can always count on to make donations. They see it as a challenge. And if you can see deeply the donations, where it's coming from, it must be the Anambra people that are leading the way. I'm not trying to be segregative in this particular aspect, but the Anambras have always lead, or if you like, led the way when it comes to donations. The informers and all the people associated with that name has always led the way. So I congratulate our people from the Anambra region. They always show their face when it comes to anything donation. They don't look back. They don't go back. And I want every other tribe in that Biafran land to also show their face, to also show their commitment that Biafra is not only for one tribe. There are five of them, the Calabars, the Ibibios, every nation, wherever they came from, as far as you are from Biafra, please show your face. Director, do not be embarrassed. It's an ongoing event, and we'll carry on doing this until Biafra is successfully brought back to our homeland. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have enlightened and educated me on that very point. So if Obama himself can be pleading for $1 from school children, there is nothing wrong for Radio Biafra to appeal to Biafrans to support a grand initiative back home regarding how we are going to be free. In fact, we even have more right to ask for funding than Obama himself, because we want to save ourselves from death. He wants to be the president of America. We want to survive as a people. We want to be alive. That is why we are asking for help, because once we have circulation media, we want people to understand this. Or maybe, Barrister, what we need to do is to go and start telling people, since Australia, because we must make it very clear tonight so people understand where we are going, let us not mince words. Radio Biafra will remain. Radio Biafra will broadcast on AM and FM to the whole of West Africa by acquiring a very powerful transmitter and antenna. That is number two. We are going to broadcast on satellite channel. We will have our own decoder, our own dish, our own box to receive Biafra television. We are going to do that. We need a printing press to print free newspapers, not the one we sell to people. Our people are poor. We need to print free newspapers, 4 pages, 5, every evening, and be bombarding the entire Biafra land. If that is how you do freedom fighting. Freedom fighting is not when you go to Punch and pay them 20,000 and say, if this thing continues any longer, we'll show that we are upset, or that nobody has more of violence every 9 months. That is nonsense and bunkum. Go and study freedom fighting. You write every evening. Every evening there should be a leaflet. Every evening there should be a newsletter. Every evening there has to be a publication circulated all over the place to fire people up for the battle to come. Our people cannot be very reticent, very docile. That is not how to do freedom fighting. It is not. If you don't know, as they say, if you don't know how freedom fighting, please spend 1 week studying freedom fighting. Nobody gives you your freedom, you go and take it. Anybody that tells you that by being in California and attending meeting and social club meeting, by being in Maryland and going to naming ceremony and marriage, it will give you Biafra, you are demented. You are not intelligent. Because if you're intelligent, you will know that freedom is not cheap. It doesn't come cheap. At all. Please, doctor, we are still taking calls from people. Our brother or our sister, we don't know, has been waiting very, very patiently on Skype. Let's go and take it. This is Radio Biafra. You have been very, very patient, and we commend you. Please go ahead and give us your name and where you are this evening, please. The caller on Skype?
Hello?
Yes, please. I thought you had gone to sleep because you've been waiting for a very long time. Please give us your name and where you are this evening, please.
Okay. Bishop, my bishop from Malaysia.
Is the bishop from Malaysia?
Yeah.
Bishop, go ahead. The world is listening. What is happening to your people, to your flock in Malaysia? We hope everything is okay.
Everything is okay. The only problem that is in transmission is working. I can't hear very well about what your people are saying.
Okay. What? Which website are you on? Because I want you to refresh your page. Go and click on the refresh button on your page. We are not getting from our monitors here. There is no breakage in the transmission at all, at all, at all. Please refresh it. If you are on Facebook, you will see other alternative websites you can go to.
Okay. I'm on Facebook because yeah. I typed on London. That's what I typed.
Yes.
So they start broadcasting. But the only problem that is the thing is broken. I can't hear other people calling.
Okay, what I want you to do is to leave the website you're on. Try another website.
Yes.
Go to People of Biafra. Let us confirm, please. Carol, which website is streaming better for you? RadioBiafra.co is perfectly fine. It's streaming okay. Or you go to peopleofbiafra.org. If you go to the website, you see the pinned post on the Facebook page. Copy it. That is why we need everybody on Facebook, so you can see all the information as it's breaking. So go to peopleofbiafra.org. You will get us there. People of Biafra, and thank you very, very much for this feedback. We are very, very much appreciative of it. Thank you. Thank you. So some people are not getting. We want to expand our operations. Please, please, please. That is why we need your help. We want everybody to get it. We want everybody to be able to please tune in to Radio Biafra every evening and say what is on your mind. We have our brother here, Ibe Damian Ume, who is saying, Mr. Kano, to get this Radio Biafra funding that we are looking for is very easy and simple. Let us do it the traditional Igbo way, where we say we need 500 people to give us £20 each. It is called individual targeting. You will see that the result will start unfolding immediately because there are thousands of Biafrans out there willing to contribute as little as that 20. We are saying it's a very welcome idea in terms of funding this program going forward. But you see this particular transmitter coming. We need 30 people. It is 28,000, but we need 30 people. Because by the time the money is transferred from where it is, it will depreciate when it comes into pounds. We need 30 people to pledge a minimum of £1,000 each. It is because if we are claiming we are going to fight for our freedom, if it comes to war, we'll go to war. If it's death, we'll die. And then you're finding it difficult to bring out 1,000 to fund such a project. That means you're not a Biafran. If you can afford it, that is. One nice year, guys, who is she? Please. If you can afford it, this is not a church. We want to buy this transmitter so that our mothers, our grandmothers in the villages will be able to receive Radio Biafra and hear the truth concerning their slavery in Nigeria. This is Radio Biafra broadcasting to the world. Your name, please, and where you're calling from?
Nemeka Charles. I'm calling from the Netherlands.
Nemeka Charles from the Netherlands. What is happening to our people in the Netherlands?
Yeah, we are still trying to spread the information.
I'm
listening to you, my brother. Our people is difficult, you know.
What we are doing
is nice, that at least to waking them up.
Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
So what I want to say is about what some other guys said today about how you need to calm down about the raising of the money for the transmitter. And like they said, it took time and our people will wake up. Please, they just don't hesitate on the good work you're doing and the other board members.
Thank you very, very much. We are not going to relent. Even Barrister Mamez, you said we cannot relent and shouldn't relent, and we're not going to do so. Yes, Carol, you were saying something about what is it that you wanted to say? You wanted to say something?
No, it was just earlier when he mentioned about donating his kidney. It brought back the memory that they're running baby farms in your land, and that they This is what the Nigerian police are behind it, and they are the ones that fund the baby farms, and they take these young girls and breed babies so they can rip out their kidneys and sell them on. That's what they're doing. They're taking your children and selling the organs. I just wanted to say that's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, exactly. But we won't even let him, because Dr. Egbemba is important to us. We'll not let him do anything of that sort, because in Biafra, everything we need to pursue this struggle is complete. Please give us your name. Please go ahead.
Director, it's yes. Me again.
I know it's you. Please go ahead. I know it's you.
Yeah, what I want to say again is to please to lower the scale which you have set up. And that scale is to adhere to our brother who called about 6 minutes ago for you to bring down the amount that you've raised so that others will be included. I show that all hands are not equal. If you say that Biafrans, wherever they are, £10 is even money. £5. If you raise the profile up to 1,000, then there must be a problem. Anybody can donate whatever amount, even if it's £1, let it be collective. Don't raise the profile to £1,000. Otherwise, our people will be a bit shy. They will be a bit worried. They will be a bit laid back. Tell them any amount will help. After all, here in this country where we are, United Kingdom, Tesco will say to you, any little count. So, if we are in need of funding, we cannot cap it. We cannot say this is how much we want. Let even anybody can donate 5,000, let them do it. If they can donate 1 million, let them do it. Anybody that has £1, even if it's 5 million, even if it's Ghanaian city, wherever our people are, let them make donation. This is a call for our freedom. It's a call for our own goodness. They call for Biafrans. Please, anybody that has any amount, let them donate. We should not put a cap on how much anybody shall donate. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That is well taken, because we must understand that it is not a one-off funding. What we are asking for is that this particular appeal for our people to support the media initiative is ongoing. We have people back home to feed as well, by which we mean our young men and our young women who are going to do the work with Radio Biafra on the ground. We must not forget that we have three phases to what we are doing. We need to organize an international rally, international demonstration or protest. We use that momentum to go home and sweep away the workers of iniquity from the house of God, and we fortify ourselves to face the enemy, because the enemy will definitely come for us. What we are saying is that we don't want what happened to us between 67 and 70 to happen to us again. We have to be prepared. We must understand that it is either we want our freedom or we don't. So if people are all over the world are saying today, or they are thinking that buying the transmitter gives us freedom, then we are mistaken. We want, if people can buy a transmitter, get us satellites, get us a printing machine, ensure that Radio Biafra capacity is expanded, because some of the reports, indications we are getting is that the number of people all over the world draining the server of Radio Biafra could be contributing to the cutting as well. So we even need to expand the database we are using. And when our app comes out, that will be on nothing less than 5 million mobile phones, how is the server going to cope? So we need to ensure that our operations is being expanded all the time. So every donation is welcome, as Barrister Mamuzu said. All of it are welcome. But what is priority right now is that the people back home receive our signal every evening, that they receive transmission from Radio Biafra, and that they are partakers in what we are doing. That is what it will take. That is what it will only need for us to do to get our people back home to be highly tuned up for what is to come. If our people cannot donate, if those who are wealthy enough cannot donate 1,000 to buy a transmitter, how can they bring out money to defend our land when the time comes? Because the enemy is going to come. Make no bones about that. Freedom fighting is not a cheap business. If you want to do freedom fighting by mouth, if you buy a small t-shirt or small face cap or small flag, you're waving it every morning and saying, I'm a Biafran, I'm a Biafran, I'm a Biafran. this is not the place for you. This is Radio Biafra. Anything we say, we do it. Please, all of you calling on various devices, we do apologize if we haven't taken your call, but we are getting a report from Ikechukwu Enyago, who is saying that we have been having serious breakages in all the sites today. However, it is better than yesterday and the day before. We are rerouting the broadcast via VPN. They are more technically advanced than some of us. What it means by rerouting via VPNs, I do not know, but we welcome it all the same. And we ask you all to continue the good work that you're doing. Malaysia is very strong. We are hoping and trusting on Malaysia. We don't want Malaysia to let us down on this very occasion. And after the transmitter, we will be asking Malaysia to raise the funds for the printing machine as well. They will be responsible for the printing machine. Australia will be responsible for the transmitter. Malaysia will make sure that we have a printing press that will churn out newspapers in Biafra land, that will churn out tracts in Biafra land and newsletters to educate our people. What is lacking is knowledge, because even the Bible acknowledges that the people perish due to lack of knowledge. So we are asking everybody who is involved in what we are doing, we are asking everybody who is moved by what we are doing to please understand that what we are doing is very, very important. This is a text message here from our brother, Tochukwu. Let us see what Tochukwu has to say. He's saying here that it pained me at the moment that because of current investments which I have entered into, that I cannot pledge my own £1,000 towards this project of buying our transmitter. However, I pray that by next month, when the task shifts to a bigger scale, then I will be in a better position to make my own contribution. Thank you very much, Tochukwu, for that. He's writing from Exeter. He is one of our regular listeners, contributors. Also, he is saying that he is going to make his own pledge very soon, round about next month. Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. You're through to us via Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype.
Hey, yes. My name is Raymond. Good evening.
Raymond, you are calling from where?
Spain.
Go ahead. The world is listening to you. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question. My question is, the transmitter we are about to buy, I want to know whether we have the right to import transmitter to Nigeria, because I wonder maybe if we purchase the transmitter, they might end up seizing our transmitter.
We have the right to import anything we want into our land. The land is ours. It is called Biafra. We don't need permission from anybody to bring in what will save our people. We will take that transmitter in. How we will take it in is not what we are going to tell you on the air. But before we start any project, we have looked at the feasibility. There is nothing we cannot get into. We are in freedom fighting. We are not doing buying and selling. It's freedom fighting. We will get anything we want to get into our country, we'll get into our country, and that country is called Biafra, not Nigeria. We will get our transmitter in. Don't worry about that. Give us your support. Buy a transmitter. If you have one tomorrow, we stop all this fundraising and come and take it from where it is and take it into Biafra land.
Okay, I will try as much as possible to support the struggle. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you very, very much. I believe that Dr. Egemba is still with us. Yes?
Yes, I am listening, yes.
Yeah, please go ahead, because we are bringing the program to an end very shortly. Please, round up.
Yes. I am encouraged. I am encouraged with this today's ask both of support coming in very well from our listeners, which means it is sinking in there and not beginning to understand. Not that they are beginning to understand, and please, they have started now to take action, and I am encouraging everyone listening. Whatever you can do, no matter how small, there's one thing I want everyone to understand, and you should understand. Our fingers are not equal. You do not say that, I don't have 1,000 to give. And you do not say that I don't have 500 to give. Do you have $10 to give? Do you have five to give? Anyhow, you can make it reach us. 500,000 minus 5,000. It's no longer 500,000. Something has come out of it. So whatever you can do, and most importantly, instead of use, they say, okay, it's not enough. Why not get together in group of friends or your community? I was even thinking aloud now. So in addition to individuals, we have to also start appealing to communities direct. Like in the community, our people goes to different meetings here and there. So if we also go and appeal to different communities, I know that some of them will have a lukewarm attitude. They say this, that, and they will not. Most of them may not understand. More especially, some of them are more conservative than others. But no trial, no harm in trial. Try your communities, or one or two, even in your community, the whole community don't buy into that idea. There must be two, three, four who will share that you are doing. Okay, one, give me five. I have 10, 10, 10, 5, 5, 5, 5. It may be up to 20, up to 30, up to 100.
Doctor, hold on to your thoughts, please. Let's try and take this call, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, this is Omer Uchechukwu Tagbo. I'm calling from Amsterdam.
From Amsterdam. Why is Holland so slow? We get up to 10 calls from Holland. Why can't 10 of you get together and form the committee we are talking about in Holland?
Yeah, that is why.
What is happening in Holland? What is going on in Holland? We want to know. What is happening? Do we not have men in Holland?
Yeah, we have a lot of people here. What are you waiting for?
Or they say that in Holland they smoke weed. It is free. Are you people smoking Indian hemp in Holland?
No, I don't smoke weed. The reason why I called is so I hear somebody call from here. So I want to get the contact of that person because I'm trying to reach other people that, you know, or people, the way they do things here is not nobody cares. So I want to know if I can get the contact of the guy who just called.
Yes, we will get the contact over to you. Have you volunteered yourself?
Yeah. I think I've done that a long time ago, but I don't know if you have received my...
Send your details via Skype and say that you want contact with people, with your fellow Biafrans in Holland, please, so that we can put that through as well. Yeah?
Okay.
That's what you need to do. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for calling, please. This is Radio Biafra. For those of you joining us this evening, there was an issue that we wanted to discuss before we go off air. But before we do that, let us attempt to take this call. Let's try and take this call and see what this caller has to say. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. They have gone off the phone. Maybe they are trying to see if it is true that Radio Biafra is broadcasting. They'll get a shock even when we start broadcasting via satellite. They will know that we are serious. We have assured them, the Nigerian government, our enemies, Lucifer, Satan, whatever his name is, that we are coming. We are not relenting in anything we say we're going to do. We always do it. This is Radio Biafra. Please, Doctor, you did mention, and Barrister Mamezu, we did discuss before we came on air, that is this sit at home. I don't know what people achieve by sitting at home, but there is a sit at home, we've been told, coming up on the 8th, which is on Saturday. Is that correct?
Yes, thank you for raising that issue. Yes, there is myself for organized a sit at home for the 8th, Saturday the 8th, if I'm not mistaken, the 8th of June. Now, I want to say here, I hope let me personal opinion so that it will not, because we did not have an editorial decision on this. I'm making it's what I'm going to express now is my individual opinion as a dear friend. Now, personally and collectively, we have analyzed what is going on within MASOB currently, and we have come to realize the conclusion that sitting at home that MASOB is calling now will not advance their France struggle any one bit. It is not part of the processes. It's not part of what we are, the agenda, the plan we have now to realize Biafra. It is not going to bring us any closer. Instead, it may, one way or the other, improvise our people. It is not going to, it is going to achieve the aim of one individual only. So, if you are listening, our brothers all over the world, please call your parents. If you are listening in Nigeria, tell your brothers and sisters, if you have business, go about your business. go about your business on the edge. There's no seat at home. It is going to serve the interest of one man. Sitting at home for one day will not serve the purpose of Biafra. That money, instead, I am telling you now, I'll tell people, the money you are going to make that day, the profit you are going to make that day, if you divide it into two or bring it to Radio Biafra, it will direct, it will advance because of Biafra. It will help us to bring a transmitter to be in the Biafra land to broadcast. But sitting at home, and after sitting at home on Saturday, what happens on Sunday? What benefit? Ask yourself, what benefit? We have told you why we need the transmitter. What the benefit is going to be for us as an individual directly and collectively as a people fighting for freedom. We have told you what. So if you tell no, if you are convinced by yourself that sitting at home will in any way advance the Biafra struggle. Okay, you sit at home and you ask us yourself, will it benefit one person or will it benefit as a group? The what the organization calling it, the MASOB calling this in and their leadership, where are they? Where have they been since our people have been killed? Where have they been since all the atrocities that have been happening in the north? Where have they been since the Ezu River incident? Have MASOB said anything about it? Where is the leadership of MASOB? Now, they are only coming to call you to sit at home so that you will lose your business for the day. For what purpose? So, we have analyzed, I have personally analyzed, and I concluded that sitting at home is not going to advance the Biafra struggle any one bit. Instead, it is going to advance the ego of only one and one only single individual. If you want to advance the ego, the purpose, the benefit of one person, sit at home and do nothing. But if you want to advance Biafra struggle, go about your business. The business, the profit you make that day, even if it is 20 naira, we get it together and pay it into our account. It will help to advance the Biafra struggle. That's my message. Remember, what I have expressed is individual opinion. As a listener of Radio Biafra, board members may disagree, but this is my opinion. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very, very much. It's not far removed from what I'm thinking myself anyway. That is what I'm thinking as well. Barrister Mamezu, is that also your thinking? Is your thinking that that this is another self-serving sit at home? We have sat at home before. Nothing happened. So I don't know if this is the same, if you're taking the same viewpoint anyway. Go ahead.
Director, if you ask me, as you are asking me, I will have a different view. Just like Dr. Egemba says, my own take on this is, our people normally said wherever a child came from, may that child live, whether a boy or a girl. I will not be in the position to tell our people to sit at home if they are around and within the MASOB territory for them to stop or sit at home on the 8th of June to protest, to actualizing or realizing Biafra. So I would not go as far as Dr. Egemba is telling them to go about their businesses. I would, whatever the situation and whoever is making any effort to stopping the Biafrans in participation of whatever Nigerians are doing, I will support it. Although the Maso people are not here, they are not operating within London territory, they don't have the radio Biafra that we are doing. As far as they are in agreement that they are trying to bring about Biafra, any instruction they give the Biafrans, any action they are trying to project in order to frustrate what Nigerians are doing, I'll be in support of that particular argument.
Yes.
I will not say they should not or they must not. Whatever action MASOB, Mende, those who are supporting Biafrans to frustrate Nigerian effort, I will ask them
to do all they could in order to make sure that Nigerians feel the impact of what they are doing against the Biafrans. That is my take on this, Director.
Thank you very much. You've answered it like a lawyer. Most lawyers, that is how they will answer it. you leave it to people to decide. I like that very much. It is that for me, I have a view and I have an opinion, which I will give after taking this call.
Thank you. This is
Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening, Nadia. My name is Onyabo. Obonnaya.
Obonnaya Onyabo. Great man, great man, great man. A believer in the work that Radio Biafra is doing since last year. A strong, strong, strong believer. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Okay, please. I have two things to say. Number one, issue of this fundraising. And what I want to say is that we will not afford fundraising. This is our radio. We have to do it the way we want it. We are from Igbo. We know how to do things. We know how to raise funds. So what I'm saying that I'm begging. I know that I will not feel ashamed anything because, as I'm saying, it's our radio. Even if we can bring one day, like tomorrow or next, let's say tomorrow, the program will open it for the Biafrans to do it about this transmission. Because this thing is very, very important. We need it. It's a shame. I don't know if my only kilo is 8,000 pounds or 30,000 pounds to buy this. So what I'm saying, let's throw the floor open. As I'm asking my brothers that giving some money today, what I'm listening. Let's throw it open. Even if you have 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 500 pounds, $20, everything. If you call tomorrow, please do it. Call your name. We'll do it one by one. Throughout tomorrow, we must raise that money. We are Biafran. This is our radio. This is what our struggle. So we have to do it like that. Please, I'm begging. Let's put it open tomorrow for fundraising about this particular issue. After this, that transmission, we go for another one. This is what I want to say. Please, I need it. Let's do it, please. It will not cost a lot. Many people are saying, even 20 pounds, they want to give. But let's throw the floor open for the fundraising. I hope we must raise that money.
Thank you very. You have spoken very well. We'll do. Is here? You give us your second point. This is your radio station. Any advice we take that is good, we'll take it. Please go ahead.
Second point. I thank Doctor Edem. And it was something this thing that pushed me to call. I tried before, but I said no, maybe tomorrow I call. But once I hear Doctor Edem, I have to force myself to call. I'm supporting Doctor Edem by what he said. This sit at home is nothing. This is one man show. Owazike want to pull Nigerian government Jonathan that he have evils at hand for him. That he is under control. Please, this sit at home is not a part of our struggle. He can never achieve anything. Because it's one man show, one man idea, and one man game. So I'm support evils to everybody to go their normal business. You don't have any idea. Only that to tell the Jonathan government that he is under control of evil so that they will do not as they want. So I'm supporting doctor. I'm telling all Biafrans in Biafra's home to go their normal business. This is what I want to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Onyabo. Thank you very much for calling. We are very grateful for your call. Barrister Mamezu is with us. So also is Dr. Chukwuma Egemba this evening. They are the members of the two of the members of the editorial board of Radio Biafra that have the oversight and governing function of the work that we do, and to whom the board that I report to when I work on behalf of the people of Biafra. My take on this is very, very simple, is that sit at home is meaningless. It is futile, it is diversionary, it doesn't make any sense. You cannot have sit at home at all nature to try to convince good luck Jonathan, as our brother said, that somehow you want to be part of what is happening, that somehow you want to be part of this very noble enterprise, that somehow you want to be part of the effort that we are making to get Biafra, when you are a direct beneficiary, when you are the number one saboteur. When we say the truth, people say, oh, unu mbasa, you are this vision. There is no division. where have you been since Madala bombing in 2011? What have you done? Have you called? Why didn't you call for sit at home when they're killing your people after Kanu bombing? It's only now that Nigeria is saying they want to put you in jail for treason because they want you to stop all this nonsense in case other people who are more serious emerge. That is when you're telling us about sit at home. The ones we did before, what was the result of it? Why wasn't it sustained? Have you read the history of freedom fighting led by Mahatma Gandhi? Have you read the history of freedom fighting led by Martin Luther King Jr.? Have you read the history of freedom fighting led by Fidel Castro, or the history of freedom fighting, even let us even say the Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran, or Lenin for that matter? What we are telling people this evening is that you'll be wasting your time sitting at home. And we must tell everybody that supports every criminal, corrupt institution where we come from, that the anger of the people is against them. They will not succeed. You can use Biafra as a tool, which the devil is using, to try to get some people to soil the name, the good name of Biafra, as a triple lock. The devil is a liar. That is the only aspect of Pentecostalism that I accept. When they preach and say the devil is a liar, I agree with them. People can use the name of Biafra to put it in the mud. They can look Biafran freedom fighters. They may appear, they may talk like freedom fighters, but they are not. Because by their fruit ye shall know them. What have they accomplished? For all the time they have been in the struggle, the answer is zero, nothing. And as our brother also said, being in Nigeria with Yorubas have turned us into cowards. We don't know what bravery means anymore. Radio Biafra is here to bring about bravery. When we confront Nigeria, the world will know that we have arrived. We don't believe in stupid, childish sit at home. Say a woman will not go to sell crayfish and onions and tomatoes and bread to feed the family sitting at home, so you can go to Abuja and even negotiate more lucrative contracts. The question is very simple. If you show me any freedom fighter that lives in more than 5-bedroom bungalow, then I will resign my position here. If you show me a freedom fighter these days that rides a jeep, then I don't know what I'm talking about. If you show me a freedom fighter that spends time starching his shirt, then I'm a mad person. What I can tell you is that sitting at home, you'll be sitting on your common sense. Please go to work and do what you're supposed to do. This is Radio Biafra. We're bringing the program to an end very, very shortly. But before we do so, we must remind our people that we have done something great before. A lot of people landing at Owerri saying, we are going to Owerri from Abuja or from Lagos. Where are you flying to? We are flying to Owerri. I was one of the people that contributed money to the building of Owerri Airport through survival levy. Under the most venerable Sam Mbakwe, a true son of the soil of Igbo people. I hope that he's at the right hand of God in heaven. He was a good man. He loved his people. Mbakwe came to us and said, we want Imo State to have an airport. Everybody must move to get Imo State an airport. Nigerian government did not contribute one dime. No foreign country gave us one penny. Nobody from even Benue State gave one dime. We in the former Imo State contributed the money to build Sam Mbakwe Airport at Owerri. If we can do it, there is nothing we cannot do as a people. The same way that Mbakwe stood and announced to the people of Imo State and said, we will build an airport. Give me your trust. And we did, and we built an airport. Today, Radio Biafra, by the authority granted to me by the editorial board, is announcing to you, the listeners, the owners of this radio station, that we want to take our transmission home. We are tired of being in exile. We want to be home. So when we ask you to come back home, you will know that we are there as well. And then you'll be able to come. So that we call the Kueme, anything we say, we do. We can't be in London asking people to go back home. We want to be back home. Mbakwe showed us the way how to serve the public in honor, with dignity, with probity, and with respect. That is what we are doing this very day. That is why we are asking you to help fund this very project. There is trust in what we are doing. And unless we get Biafra, you will not stop hearing about Radio Biafra. Our work here is to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Thank you very much, all of you, for listening. But before we close the program together, I'll please go to Barrister Emma Mezu to please give us his closing remarks before we bring the program to an end, please. Barrister, please go ahead.
Yes, Director, thanks for today's program. We are coming to a closure, and we thank all our friends, well-wishers, and the Biafra friends in general for coming together and for us to make this donation, which of course is on the way. And we listen to everybody's advice, those who are for and those who are against. That is part of Radio Biafra. We don't shut people up. We want everybody to say their views. The ones that are very vital, we go with them. And the ones that are not, we put them behind. Once again, thank you, Director. Thank you, everybody, and those who participated. May God bless you. Biafra will stand.
Thank you very much, Barrister, as succinct as ever. Please, Dr. Egem, if you may proceed, please. I'll be very grateful. Go ahead.
Yes, the listeners, friends of Biafra, fellow Biafrans all over, thank you very much for listening. I just want to add one more thing about the seat at home. Obviously, we are not in a position to command people on what to do. All we do is to give information, give analysis, give people information, tell them the situation of this, and let them make their decision. Let them make that decision, whether to sit at home or not. We do not have the way, the means of forcing people to sit at home or not to sit at home. But we have given you the facts. You have not the truth. So we are allowing everybody back home to make the decision whether to sit at home or not. But their decision should be guided on what benefit will sitting at home bring on the table for the realization of the Biafran struggle. Then if you answer that question, then you decide whether you will sit at home or not. But whatever happened, our brothers all over the world, thank you for listening, and let us continue to redouble our effort to make sure that we bring this transmitter so that our people will receive the information they need to make informed decision towards realizing Biafra. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Well spoken, well said. I will now go to. You've been keeping very quiet. Of course, you've been walking away at the controls. Making things happen on Facebook as well. Please go ahead and give us your closing remarks this evening, please.
Hello, yes, hi again. I've actually been concentrating on the Facebook and trying to see what's happening there. And tonight we've gone over the 25,000 members and we're still rising. So obviously there are Igbos out there that are uniting. And today we're seeing the proof and the history of this in the making. You know, the members are now starting to support the transmitter that's needed. There's talk of the printing press. The countries are now starting to more call in other countries that we haven't heard from before. You know, it's slow considering that there's millions of Igbos all over the world. And I've said this on my post as well, you know, but it's happening and you have to keep the sun rising now and stop the doubters, because who is a Nigerian? You know, you speak several languages. Somebody mentioned this on Facebook today and it is such a valid point. What is a Nigerian? You don't speak the same languages. You're not the same people. So what are you? There is no Nigeria now. Now there is Biafra. Now it is coming. You are seeing it with your eyes. I am seeing it with my eyes. We're pledging now. I know we're asking for 28. For Imbro was saying that, you know, to bring 1,000 people. But everybody to do what they can do. You know, if you don't have the money, if you really don't have the money and you're back home and you're suffering, spread the word. You know, get your friends to add their friends and build this up, because the masses will overcome the parliaments, they will overcome the UN, they will overcome the governments. And this is what you need to do, because this is what you want to be doing, be building your own Biafran airport and flying home so you can have a future. It may not be just for those in diaspora that want to go home in retirement now, but it will be there for your children. You're teaching them your languages, you're teaching them to go home, give them a home to go home to, please.
Thank you very much. And good night to, I'm not saying good night to you yet, because we need to go through some of the information that you've been collecting all this while. But I'm saying good night from London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. We hope to join you sometime again tomorrow. But please, whatever you do, prepare yourself, prepare your mind to support this very initiative. Everybody must do something. If you're coming for Biafra, you must do something MUST. You must either contribute financially or you volunteer yourself and your life to fight for the honor and the dignity of your people who are being humiliated on a daily basis. Please sleep well wherever you are. Or if you're waking up, for some people in Australia, please, 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 once again, remember there are people suffering back home. It is our duty as owners of this radio station, wherever you are this evening, to make sure that the honor of our people, that the lives of our people is safeguarded in that very zoo called Nigeria. Once again, thank you very much for listening, and God bless you wherever you are on this planet Earth today. See you tomorrow, 7 p.m.
Really?